Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I'm pleased to introduce Patrick Maflin from Marine Accounts and Mortgages for Yacht Crew. How are you?
Very well, Rhea. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
No, well, the reason I have you on my show is because I saw an article that you wrote just the other day, and it's something that I had covered in January, February of 2020, and it was quite a shock to me that this was occurring. Now, this is what's going on in the industry right now. It's financial scams, and it literally is scamming the crew members that are coming up. Tell us a little bit about that article that you wrote.
I think the article was born out of frustration, really. We have a very large client base of yacht crew whose accounts we do annually. And obviously each year when they submit their accounts, we also ask them to provide details on any funds they hold and investments. And when you continually bear witness to funds and investments showing a marked decline rather than increase, one has to start to raise questions as to what is actually going on and what's behind this. You can't attribute it always to market fluctuations. I think often in a lot of cases, it's people being potentially missold. And also with a lot of policies not really benefiting the investor per se, but more benefiting the advisor that sold it through the commission structures that they are so heavily indebted with. I mean, if you, in the article, obviously, of the crew that we have featured, and naturally, we featured your two interviews as well. You can really see common themes here, and it is a crying shame. And we weren't prepared to be silenced as others have been.
Well, we're definitely going to include the link to this story because I think it's really important for people to read that. Who are the people that are generally targeted, as it were, for these sort of missold things?
I think there isn't anyone. I was speaking with a couple of clients yesterday who are more senior in the industry, and they, you know, a particular advisor in Palmer has been trying to get them to sign up to his policies for nearly 2 years now. He's constantly messaging them on Facebook and through any other means turning up at the boat. But I think a lot of people would like to say, oh, it's a junior deckhand and the greenies have just arrived in the industry, but there isn't a particular individual. It's anyone that is, they feel is susceptible to basically fall foul of their crime. They have no morals. They have no integrity. They will go for you, whatever. And it's a shame.
What should somebody look out for? What is one of the sort of classic things that you would say is one of the first warning signs that somebody should see?
I think, it's the classic adage, isn't it? If the investment looks too good to be true, it probably is. Let's face it. I mean, if you're suddenly seeing figures in kind of double digits, bearing in mind how catastrophic the markets have been this year, then you have to start to question whether that is actually deliverable. And I would say 9 out of 10 times it isn't. I mean, the ones that I love or have borne witness to is wine. Wine sales is a beautiful one. And a particular outfit in the south of France love to offer exceptionally high returns on investing in that. That is the first telltale warning sign. I think also as well, if the advisor that's contacting you is really voracious in the sense of his approach, constantly nagging you and trying to get you to sit down and discuss signing up for a policy, there must be something wrong there. We as a company, obviously we don't sell financial services, but we very much prefer clients to come to us because of the sensitive nature that accountancy and financial products are. People have to feel comfortable in the environment they are when they're spending money. And I find with a lot of the advisors that they do the complete reverse of that. And in itself, that's a massive warning sign.
What would you say to those people that say, well, I mean, everyone in yachting knows these people and the captain invited them on board, so they must be trustworthy?
With all due respect, I'm being a captain myself. I don't always think I was the most informed when it came to financial services and investments. I was good at my job and I obviously went to university. But at the time when I was in the industry, although I had a penchant for making money, I wouldn't necessarily. I was making the most astute investments at the time. So although your captain is very wise and knowledgeable in his particular field, financial services may not always extend to his field of knowledge. So do always be a little circumspect with these things when being approached by an advisor on board.
So what would you, as the marine accounts and as mortgage for yacht crew, how can you help somebody that has some issues?
What we're looking to do as a company, as our article said, is we want to be your voice. We have reached our limit with this. We've tried many approaches. We've tried diplomacy. I've sat with these companies and explained to them enough is enough. If you continue with your practices, I will speak out against you. The first indication of that was in 2017 when I wrote my first article on biofinancial advice, and I went and took time and spoke with other companies who I felt were starting to become slightly unscrupulous with their policies and procedures and the way that they were selling things. In April 2019, I had a meeting with a company who I won't mention in Mallorca, and they were very interested in the changes that were up and coming in March 2020 in South Africa with respect to expat tax laws. And they were pushing a policy of financial immigration, which was completely unnecessary for yacht crew. Now, I told them at the time they didn't need to do this, and they still continued to push it because there was enormous financial gain to them. So we wrote our first major article against them, financial immigration, and who does it actually benefit? So that was our first foray. Now, with respect to your initial question of how can we help these crew, is if you have to, we are prepared to commit staff to assisting you to try and get a fair and honest outcome from this. But you have, I think the reason that things are falling down at the moment is that people are not following the procedures that are in place with actually raising a complaint. I do know of one crew member who I was dealing with yesterday who is dealing with the Irish Ombudsman. But what needs to be done before you get to the position of dealing with the Ombudsman is you need to raise a dispute with your advisor on two separate occasions. Now, if he isn't prepared to put it in writing, then you, as we find with many of them, then you need to record the conversation and tell the advisor that you are putting everything on record while speaking with them on the phone. Once you've done this on two separate occasions and there's not been a positive outcome, then you can go to the Ombudsman with this information. With the two key companies that we have our biggest grievance with, should we say, we know where they're regulated. They're regulated within Ireland and Luxembourg, both under MiFID II, both governed by EU law. If we can have enough complaints lodged, then they will have their license revoked, basically, and they will no longer be regulated or able to operate and sell financial services. This is obviously a long shot, and we recognise that, but we feel that if we can get everyone together as a cohesive group and continue the momentum that you have built, Ria, with Mr. Moland since February, with Tom Worthington, that we can actually affect a positive outcome from this. If this doesn't work, which obviously there is a chance, I've had dealings with the FCA with respect to companies in the UK who have been not conducting themselves professionally or ethically and have had very little outcome. And let's not forget what happened with dear old Bernie Madoff with the FSA, and that was overlooked for nearly 25 years. Then I do think our last recourse is class action. What we need to do is get enough crew together, of which I know there are plenty out there, but I think a lot of crew are very, very frightened at the moment of taking this to that level. Then I think we can once again affect a positive change. And if we put enough, you know, if we can put enough pressure on these companies, then they will eventually break and they will have to return what money they have for fear of never being able to trade again. And if we can't get the money back, then at least we can prevent other people falling foul of this heinous crime.
Well, Patrick, you know what? I think there's so much to the story that we're going to have you back again. And I would like to maybe do a bit of a series with you in regards to what else to look out for, what options are out there, and maybe, you know, have crew write questions and get answers anonymously, because I think a lot of people sometimes They don't like talking about financial investment. It's not really something that you chat with your buddy about. So the ability to anonymously have their question answered via this medium
would
be a great option.
I would like to see more crew sharing my hashtag avoid, avoid, avoid. If you have felt like you've benefited from any of our articles, then start to share that and let's come together as a group. We are here to help you. We are your voice and we will. We're doing our absolute utmost to stamp these people out. They have pushed me to my limit and I've had enough with you. So for those who know who I'm talking about right now, I am coming after you and you need to be very afraid, because I'm not going to stop until you are out of business.
Once again, Patrick Maflin from Marine Accounts and Mortgages for Yacht Crew. Thank you so much for joining us here at Yachting International Radio.
Been a pleasure, Rhea. Thank you for your time. I sincerely appreciate it.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Tune in again for another episode.